We choose the best in health, June 13, by preserving the living machinery. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John 2. The right use of oneself is the most valuable lesson that can be learned. We are not to do brain work and stop there, or make physical exertion and stop there. We are to make the best use of the various parts that compose the human machinery, brain, bone, muscle, head, and heart. The right use of oneself includes the whole circle of the obligations to oneself, to the world, and to God. Then use the physical powers proportionately with the mental powers. Every action derives its quality from the motive which prompts it, and if the motives are not high and pure and unselfish, the mind and character will never become well balanced. You are the Lord's, for He created you. You are His by redemption, for He gave His life for you. Preserve every portion of the living machinery that you may use it for God. Preserve it for Him. Your health depends upon the right use of your physical organism. Do not misuse any portion of your God-given powers, physical, mental, or moral. All your habits are to be brought under the control of a mind that is itself under the control of God. If young men and women would grow up to the full stature of Jesus Christ, they must treat themselves intelligently. Unhealthful habits of every order, late hours at night, late hours in bed in the morning, rapid eating, are to be overcome. Masticate your food thoroughly. Let there be no hurried eating. Have your room well ventilated day and night, and perform useful physical labor. By properly using our powers to their fullest extent in the most useful employment, by keeping every organ in health, by so preserving every organ that mind, sinew, and muscle shall work harmoniously, we may do the most precious service for God.